In the bottom of your base on the Aleph. Rav Huna b'shem Rav, Rav Avo b'shem Rav Yochanan, Kodshe b'de kabaye shepoldon t'mimin, yotzu v'chulim. Okay, what he says is the following, that you were makdish kodshe, what's it called, animals that were fit to be on the Mizbeach, like we have the Mishnah, and they were, however, they got to be kabayas. You didn't work makdish them for karbonos, you were makdish it for bede kabayas. Now, normally, the halacha is that you have to be makr of those animals, karbonos, eventually. So what you do is that you pull to them, and then you're, what's it called, makdish them, and give or sell them to, for the use of people who need those karbonos. So eventually, they have to be brought as a karbon. That's the halacha, that kodshei bede kabayis hamakdish tmimim lebede kabayis enum yotzim midei mizbeach la'olam. That's the halacha. But if somebody didn't do that, right, and he was pulled to them for himself, and he wasn't didn't sell it for the sake of karbonis, so Rabbi Yochanan says that they're chulin, total chulin. Or if he, in the interim, he was pulled to them, really now he should sell them or be makdish them and bring them as a korban. But he didn't. In the interim, they're chulin, total chulin. No halachas of kachim apply to them. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Masnis and Omra came. L'chora, there's a Mishnah that says that. It says, V'lodan v'chelben mutter la'achar pidyona. We'll see there's a long takin. I didn't hear what this Mishnah is talking about. Mishnah Pashas is talking about the following. A case where you were makdish a balmum. L'mizbeah. But it was a balmum when you were makdish it. It was the mum came before the hektish. So then the halacha is that when you're poda, that balmum, it's mutter, what's it called, if it gives birth, the child is mutter, the cholov is mutter. Normally the halacha is that if you have an animal that you're makdish and it became a balmum, so now you have to be poda it. So after you're poda it, it's what's it called, psulei hamikdashim. And it's osur begizov avoda, the cholov is osur, the vlados are osur. But if it was a balmum to begin with, and then you were pulled it, and then you were makdish it after it became a balmum, so the kidei mumam es hekdeshom. So then, when you're pulled it, there's no kedush at all, completely mutter. So see, what's the connection? Here it's talking about a behemoth you were makdish to mizbeach. It was balmum to begin with. What is that, a raya? That if you're makdish a regular animal to bede kabayis after you're pulled it, it's mutter completely. Whereas there's not talking about the same case. Let's see the Takum Chadin speaks about it. So let's see a Taki here. Hekdish bede kabayis shenift shepadom tmimim ari behikdish kagom b'chai gavna lasis. In our case, our Mishnah, that was makdish all his nechosim, and there was behemoths there that were fifth of the Mizbeach. So it's what's it called? It's kodshim kodshim bede kabayis, and when you're pulled to it, it's chulin completely. Masnisin Omra came vladan v'cheldem mutter achar pidyona. Masnisin he bechulin. Ubi v'choros. The kashya tuva. What the Gemara means is very difficult. To ha'hosom ari b'kidem mum kavua lehekdesha. Like I told you. That, there the Gemara is talking where there was an animal that was a baal mum and you were makdish it after it became a baal mum. And then you were pulled to it. So the Mishnah says that it has no kedusha at all. After the pidyon, the animal is chulin completely. Our case is a completely different case. Talking with your makdish pnimim to the benekabayis. Here it's talking about a korban that you were makdish le korban after it was a valmum. Two different, completely different cases. The yesh lefarish. It's not like psulei hamikdashim. A regular animal that was kodesh became a balmum, then you have to be poded. It still remains osur begizov avoda and the cholav and the vlados are osur. But if the mum came before the hektish, then if you're poded, it's mutter completely. Time with the niftu. So the Gemara says over there, that's only if you're polder. Hollo niftu asurim begizav avoda. But if they weren't nifta, till you're polder it, even where you were makdish it after it was a balmum, it's still asur begizav avoda, whatever. Some kedusha is chalam. Lerbelezer, Dormi Kotchi Bedekabai, Kotchi Bedekabai is Asura Begiza Avoda. According to Rebelezer, who says that Kotchi Bedekabai is also Asura Begiza Avoda. Vahani Kotchi Bedekabai is Dormi. The Haim Atzman Lahuktishu Mitchila Ledemeyam. Because when you are Makdish about Mum, it can never go on the Mizbeach. So what's Kodesh? It's value. So therefore, what's it called? As long as you weren't pulled to it, even if you're Makdish about Mum, the Mizbeach, it's also Begiza Avoda. Some Kedusha is Chalani. V'dochi shom. And the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Amrei lo kedushas damim hu, de mechal fa kedushas haguf le mizbeach gozer rabbanim. Ava kotshi berik habayis lo. The Gemara says, no. When something had kedushas haguf, what's it called? No, when something had kedushas damim alone, there you may get it mixed up with something that has kedushas haguf. So there the rabbanim made a gzera that it's also begizah of avoda or whatever. But kotchi berekabayis, which is not kedushas domim lemizbeya, stam kotchi berekabayis, there the rabbanon didn't make any gzeira and it's mutter completely. So when it says lo tisayem echachet kedushas domim lemizbeya who the hukdashu l'shem kain shu adomim kreivim lemizbeya l'chein osur begizu avod v'mishun l'machal t'vidushas aguf lemizbeya la b'kotchi berekabayis ari ela b'ekdeshu lemizbeya l'dmeyem. So what does the Gemara say? There's a difference between Kodshe Derek Habayis, where you were makdish the thing not for the Mizbeach, and then it became possible for the Mizbeach, so it only has Kedushas Domim. But at L'chatchila, it was only Kedushas Derek Habayis. It only was Kedushas Domim. So the case of Kedushas Derek Habayis is less chomer than the case of Kedushas Domim L'Mizbeach. Chazinan, L'maskona de Gemara, Shom, the Bali Mumin, the Mizbeach, Chamirim, Ni Tmimim, the Derek Habayis. From that Gemara we see that if you're Makdish a Bal Mum to the Mizbeach, it has a more strict din, it's more Kodesh than Stam Kedushas Derek Habayis if you're Makdish a Tomim to Derek Habayis. Umadaosim, the Bali Mumin, the Mizbeach, below Pidyon, the Derek Habayis Shari, Bitmimim, Af below Pidyon. So what do we see from there? That what is osur by Bali Mumim to the Mizbeach, because you may mix it up with a regular carbon when you're not poldeit, so it's osur begizav avoda, midrabanan, right? By Tmimim, the Bedek Habayis would be mutter, even without pidyon, and it's not osur begizav avoda. Umino mucha chadiktani masnisen sham gabi kotshe Bali Mumim to Mizbeach la'achar p'diyah divlod v'chel v'mutter. So the fact that after pidyon, right, it's mutter, before pidyon it's osur, that's only by, what's it called, by Kedushas Domim L'Mizbeach. But Kedushas Bedek Habayis would be mutter even before the pidyon. Even what's it called, even if it's a tomim, it's not a bamu. Achinami b'kotshi Bedek Habayis af t'mimim, shori. Al kol p'nai l'achar pidyon. Right, but not before pidyon. After pidyon, it's mutter completely. Okay. Maybe stamas nisim vladim v'chelben mutter l'achar p'diyah. Mishum de bali mumin de kotshe mizbeach bali mumin shavim mitzmimim de berek habayis. Vadi lo machmer bal mum de kotshe mizbeach mitzmimim de berek habayis. You see, by a bal mum the mizbeach, that after the pidyon it's mutter completely. So the case of tmimim to berek habayis can't be worse, because if anything, tmimim, or what's it called, the berek habayis are less chomer than bali mumim le mizbeach. So if you see that after the pidyon they're mutter completely, they're only osur till the pidyon. So same thing over here, after the pidyon they're mutter completely. Okay, that's the right. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Chizda tifter shepidon tmimim v'humamu. Rav Chizkiya argues on Rav Yochanan. Rav Chizda argues on Rav Yochanan, and he says that no, it's, if you were pulled there tmimim that were muktish lebedek habayis and they remain tmimim, they're osur begizah l'avoda. But if they became a Bal Mum after that, that's when they're mutter begizah avoda. You were pulled to them when they were tamim, and they became a Bal Mum. So then, what's it called? It's then they're not also begizah avoda. Tifter shehumu padam kolomer gam she tishve kotshe bedek habayis l'masnisin anal. Even if you compare kotshe bedek habayis to this mishnah, and you want to learn with a kal v'chomer that if over there your makdish, what's it called, a balmum to the mizbeach, it's also begizav avoda as long as you weren't pulled it. But once you're pulled it, it's mutter. That's only because of balmum. But to be said, to learn from that, that if you're makdish tmimim to berek habayis, and you were polded and it remained a tamim, that it should be mutter begizla avoda, that much you can't do. What can you learn from there? That if it became a balmum, and then you were polded it, that it's surely mutter begizla avoda. Can't be worse than kedushas damim lemizbeach. Hainu ba'osin shekodim pia akol pnai humamu. Before you were polded them, it became a balmum. The noid of a balimum in the kachim mizbeach bo'inin shekodim mum kavua lehekdeshon. And even though by balmum lemizbeach, the only time that it's mutter begizav avoda after the pidyon is if the mum came before the hektish. You were makdish a balmum, and then you were polda it, then it's no kedush at all. But if you were makdish it when it wasn't a balmum, and it became a balmum, and then you were polda it, that's psulei hamukdashim. That's also begizav avoda. That's only by kedushas damim lemizbeach, because you may confuse it with a regular carbon. But kedushas bede kabayis, if it became a balmum even after the hektish, and then you were polled it, it's mutter completely. But if it remained tamim, then it's also begizav avoda. Not like Rabbi Yochanan said. You can learn at least something similar to Rabbi Yochanan, but not the same halacha. If you polled it, but it had to become a balmum before you were polled it. And even though in the case of kedushas damim lemizbeach, that wouldn't apply, because it had to be a balmum before you were makdish it, in order that when you're polled it, there's no issur at all, right? But when it comes to kedushas bedek habayis, which is less chomor, even if it became a balmum after the hektish and you were polled it, there's no kedusha. Kiritani b'seifa hacha bedek habayis af shehum mukodim p'tiyah mutarim la'achar p'tiyah bivladim v'chelban avalo beniftim t'minim. So he argues on Rabbi Yochanan in the fact that if you're polled it, and it was a tamim when you were polled it, that it's not mutter, it's also begizah v'avoda. But what's not like kedushas damim lemizbeach, that even if it became a balmum after the hektish, that you were makdish it when it was tamim to bedek habayis, and then it became a balmum, now if you're polled it, it's mutter begizah v'avoda. Okay, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rav Chisda masnisin amrake. So Rabbi Yossi, in the name of Rav Chisda, said that we have a raya from Mishnah to this halacha now, that if you were polled it after it became a balmum, then it's mutter begizah avoda. Vladan v'chelben osur la'achar pidyonan, right? Because the Mishnah says that if a regular animal that you were makdish l'mizbeach, right, became a balmum and then you were polled it, so that's psulei hamikdashim, it's osur begizah avoda. But that's only that case where you were makdish it to the mizbeach. But if you're makdish it to bedek habayis, it's mutter. See the Chagna Chavitin. Hachi Garcina Masnisin Omer Kain Vladan Vechel Ben Asur Lachar Pinyonin Mashik Ein Kein Bebedek Abayis. That's only by Kodshei Kedushas Domim Lemizbeach. You're makdish an animal that was tamim, and then it became a balmum. If you're polde it, right, it's what's it called, it's Asur Begizel Avoda. But if you're makdish it only to Bedek Abayis, never to Mizbeach, and then it became a balmum, and then you were polde it, it's mutter completely. Vuhu Masnisin Betmura. Okay. Reb Chizkiya b'shem Reb Yosei, kodshi bedek habayis shepdon t'mimim yotzu l'chulin. Okay. L'maisa Reb Yosei, in the name of Reb Chizkiya, in the name of Reb Yosei, says differently. He says like Reb Yochanan said in the beginning, that it's yotzei l'chulin completely, right? Even if it's still a tamim, it doesn't have to become a balmum. So we had Reb Yochanan who said that if you're poda t'mimim that were muktish lebedek habayis, there's no issur at all. Then we had Chizkiya, the neighbor of Chizda, who said, what's it called, and Rabbi Yossi, the neighbor of Chizda, who brought a raya to it, that no, it's only if it became a balmum before you were polled it. But if it didn't become a balmum, then it's also begizav avoda. And now we have Rabbi Yossi, who says, what's it, Rabbi Chizkiya, the name of Rabbi Yossi, who says, not like Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan, like we said in the beginning, that it becomes chulin even if it didn't become a balmum. Gemara says, in Tamar lo yotzu l'chulin, because if you say that it doesn't become chulin completely, it still remains kodesh, heyach kodshim is be'ach cholin, al kodshim bedek habayis. Right? How in the world could our Mishnah be, okay, our Mishnah says that you had t'mimim that were muktish l'bedek habayis. Right? So what do you do with them? So the Mishnah says, you sell them to people who need a, what's it called, a shlamim or an ola, whatever the carbon is, and the money, then you buy an ola. And those people use that animal for Shlomim or Nola after you're pulled it, right? You sell it to them, the money, the Kedusha now goes on the money that you sold, the money you buy in Ola, because your intention was to give something totally to the Mikdash. And those people now take that animal and they're makdish it again, and they make it a Shlomim or an Ola, whatever it was to begin with. How can you be makdish something that's Kodesh? If it remains Kodesh after the pinyon, that it's Osir Begizav Avoda, how could they makdish it for something else? You can't change it to something else. If it remains Psuli Amukdashim, in other words, you had a Shlomim, that you were makdish, something that was royal Shlomim, right, for the, what's it called, for Berek Abayis. So what are you supposed to do with it? You sell it to somebody who needs to bring a Shlomim. So after you sell it, if that's still Osir Begizav Avoda, how could that guy bring a Shlomim from it? Lemaisa, what's it called? It was it's a different carbon, right? It was muktish for what's it called for Berek Habayis. It still retains some of its kedusha even after the pinyon, if that's the halacha. So how could you be muktish it now for a shlomit? That's the question. What?
Said it's muktish
because he brings us a shlomit. Yes,
he doesn't have the kedusha shlomit.
No, it doesn't have kedusha shlomit. It was royal shlomit, but it was a kedusha Berek Habayis. You're changing it from Kedushas Berek Habayis, which is still chal on it because it's also Begizav Avoda, to Kedusha Shlomim. What? No, that's just what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says now. Masnis and Amra came. Vlad and the Chelbon. Vlad and the Chelbon Asr. Okay, let's say this ready. Okay. Reb Yossi b'shem Reb Chizda, maybe siyasa the behumamu pedam b'katshi berek habayis yotzin lechulin. Kid the Amar Reb Chizki b'shem Reb Acha. So the way Tak Lechatin learns is that Reb Yossi, in the name of Reb Chizda, is not arguing what's saying before. No. What? One second. Right. That he wants to bring a raya that where it became a balmum and you were pulled it, then it's mutter completely, right? Because the Amar Reb Chizki b'shem Reb Acha tifter, like the Gemara says in the beginning over here, that he is Reb Acha instead of Reb Chizki. Okay, midiktani hasam vladan v'chelban. The case where vladan v'chelban is asher is only by kachim is beach, but by kachim better kabai should be mutter if it got a mum. V'hasam b'hum mupadon irik idiktani behedya b'gemara. The masnisin the becharisham. Kol shekidim hegdeshin as mumam v'alok tani masha'enkim berek habayis harid berek habayis humam mupadon yotzin l'chulin. Over there the Mishnah says that if you had an animal that was a tamim and you were makdish it and then it became a balmum and then you were poda it, it's also begizah v'avoda, but that's only by kachim mizbeach, but not by kachim berek habayis. So by kachim berek habayis, if you were makdish it tamim and then it became balmum and then you were poda it, it's not also at all. Mar says no. Heich kachim is beachol kachim berek habayis. So now Reb Chizki b'shem Reb Yossi says that no, it can't be that even if it's not a balmum, that it's still kodesh. Why? Because our mission then doesn't make any sense. Why heich kachim is beachol kachim berek habayis? Diktani masnisin yimakru l'sorchei olos im gam achar pidyon enam yoshim lechulin heich yochel aleim kachim is beach l'achar mechirasa. Hakaimalam b'tmura, echad kachim is beach, v'echad kachim berek habayis, ein mishar no sa mikdusha l'kdusha. If it had kedushas berek habayis, you can't give it now kedushas mizbeach. And if we had kedushas mizbeach, you can't make kedushas berek habayis. So if this thing still maintains, if the halacha would be that if you have an animal that was, what's it called, tamim, and you were makdish it l'berek habayis, like our Mishnah's case, and now you were poldeh, it still maintains some kedusha, as long as it didn't become a balmum, it's still kodesh legabi giza vavoda, then there's no way that you could be makdish that now and bring an olah from it, or a shlomim, or anything else. Because it has kedushas berek habayis. You can't now give it kedushas mizbeah. Elamai, it must be that it has no kedusha at all. That even if it didn't become a balmum, and you were pulled to it, it's not kodesh at all. Gemara says, no. Gemara says, Bali mumim kodshim is beachol aleim. No, you see that what's it called a balmum? You could what's it called has a certain din of kodshim is beach that's chal on it, right? Leida mila for what is that kedusha legiza lavoda? that it's chal at least as much that it's asher begizah v'avoda. Okay, we'll see what that means. Balei mum in kedushas mizbechol and layam kishehikdish bal mum the bedek habayis. If you're makdish bal mum to bedek habayis upedod, right, and then you were pulled it kedushas mizbeach chal alayim. You could, what's it called now, make it kedushas mizbeach, even though it's a bal mum, it's never going to be brought on the mizbeach. You could be mosif in the kedusha, because if you had a bal mum that was nikdish bedek habayis and you're pulled it, what's it called? There's no kedusha. There's what's it called? There for sure there's no kedusha, because it was a balmum to begin with, and then you made it to bedek habayis. Never was fit for the mizbeach. But if what's it called? For what is it chal? Kolomar leizad dover chal kedushas mizbeach aleihen ho einan ruin lemizbeach tifter legizav avoda dasurin kotshim mizbeach legizav avoda. So you see that you could be mosif kedusha even from one kedusha. Something was kodesh bedek habayis, and then you were makdishit lemizbeach. It's chal. What's it chal for? Just for this halacha. Same thing over here. Even though it still maintains some kedushas bedek habayis, you could be makdishit lemizbeach. Okay. A new thing. Okay. So we have basically a machlokas here. If kodshim that are mukdish lebedek habayis and didn't get a mum before you were pulled it, if it's also begizah v'avoda or not. Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah, the name of Rabbi Yossi, say that what's it called, that it's not kodesh at all. And Chizkiah, the name of Chizda, says that, or Rav Acha, says that it's what's it called, that is kodesh though. Okay, unless it had a mum. New thing. Hifrish new halacha here. Hifrish nekeva lo laso ulepischo lashama. You are mafrish, you are makdish in a keva for an ola, which can't be, because an ola can only be a zacher, or a pesach. Korban pesach can only be a zacher. An asham can only be a zacher. So by mistake, you are makdish in a keva for one of these three things. Osa tmura. So the halacha is this, like this. If something has kedusha saguf, then you can make a tmura. Can't do it, but the tmura is chal. In other words, if I take another animal, I say this instead of this, both are kodesh. The original one remains kodesh, and the kedusha of that one goes on the second one too. It's also to do that, but if you did it, you end up with two animals that are kodesh. That's tmura. Tmura only works by kedushas haguf. Doesn't work by kedushas damu. If you take something that's kodesh only for bedek habayis, or only kedushas damim, like a balmum, right? You're makdish a balmum, so it's kodesh for its value, but it can never go on the mizbeach. It's not kodesh kedushas agu. You can't make a tmura with a balmum because it's what's it called? It's not kodesh kedushas agu. It's not strong enough kedusha to be chal on something else, to transfer to something else. So now, if you were mafresh in a keva for Korban Pesach, for Asham, or an Ola, so the first day over here is that it doesn't make a Tmura. Because it can't be, you can never bring it as a Korban Pesach, an Asham, or an Ola. So all it has is Kedusha Stamin. If it only has Kedusha Stamin, it can't be a Tmura. That's the for this halach. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says the name of Rav Shimon. So this is Rav Shimon. No, we skip something here. Okay. We skip that. Nekeva, what's it called? Hifrish Nekeva Lalasu Lepislo Shamu Osa Tamura. So the Tanakhama holds that it has Kedusha Saguf, even though you can't actually bring it itself, but it Kedusha Saguf is chal on it and it makes a Tamura. Rav Shimon Omer Lalasu Osa Tamura. Lepislo Lashamu Ein Osa Tamura. Rav Shimon holds that if you were makdish a nekeva la ola, there it could get kedusha saguf. We'll see in 1 second the difference between ola and the other ones. But for Pesach and Asham, not there, he can't make a tmura. And Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Shimon la ola so lepis for Ashamo ain't also tmura. He holds that none of them is a tmura. So we have three way machlokas. The Tanakhama holds that they're all make a tmura. They all have kedusha saguf. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. In the name of Rav Shimon, well, Rav Shimon himself says that Ola, yes, Asham and Pesach, no. And Reb Shimon ben Yehuda named Reb Shimon says none of them, even Ola not. Om Reb Yochanan. So now Reb Yochanan explained this Mishnah, or this Brisa. Time of Reb Shimon, Shekein Matzino Nekeva Ba'of Ksheira Lovo Ola. Because there is a certain kind of Ola that can come from a Nekeva, an Ola Sa'of. Olas that come from birds, by birds, there's no such thing as a bird that's kosher, only a Zohar, only in a cave, only by animals that applies. By birds, all animals are kosher for all the korbanos of what's it called, of an oath. So Mamela, since it's possible to have an Ola that's in a cave, even though it's only by an oath, so when you're makdish in a cave for an Ola, even by a behema, it maintains some kedushas haguf. You can't bring it on the Mizbeah. But there's some Kedushas HaGuf there, and therefore you can make a Temura. But the other ones, there's no such thing as an Asham that can be brought as an Akeva, or a Korban Pesach that can be brought as an Akeva, so it never had Kedushas HaGuf, can't make a Temura. Okay, that's the Pshat and Reb Shimon according to Reb Yochanan. V'om Reb Yochanan, time of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, what's the reason of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda that not? He says no. In min b'mino hu cholokol, kolshke min b'sheino mino. Right, if we find by min benino, we'll explain, the Gemara is going to explain what it is, that it doesn't be, you can't make a tamura, kol shekein min b'sheino mino, which means the following, ezeu min benino, what does that mean? Shu cholik olav ka'adot etanya, asham ben shana, vehegi ben shtayim. There are certain ashamas that have to be dafka a year old, and if they're more than a year old, they're possible. And certain ashamas have to be dafka 2 years old, and if you bring them a year old, they're apostle, or 3 years old, they're apostle. So if you brought an Asham that has to be 1 year old, and you brought it 2 years old, or you bought one that's supposed to be 2 years old, and you bought it 3 years old, lo yotze, you're not yotze. Okay? So what do you see from there? That there's no, what's it called, the Kedusha that's chal on it, bechlau, it's apostle. So that's where it's an Asham, and it's, what's it called, just the wrong year. So kol shekein, you can't say that Kedushas HaGuf goes on something that's an Ola, because there's another kind of Ola, an Ola Sa'of, that it would be Chalan. Right? If the same animal, just it's the wrong year, no Kedushas Chalan, it's possible. Kol shekein, where it's a different animal completely that you want to say, since you could have brought an Ola Sa'of, therefore an Ola's Behema and a Keva is also Kedusha. It doesn't stand. That's why Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says in Erev Shimon, even an Ola, there's no Kedusha Sa'guf and there's no Temura. So there's Takli Chavitin. Hifrish Nekeva. I did the Tony Masnison. What does this have to do with our Gemara? Right, since the Mishnah says Chiluka Discharim Nekevas, see the Racha Puksaya Bezeh. Since our Mishnah mentions the difference between Zecharim and Nekevas, right? If you had the animals that were fit for an Ola, so you bring them an Ola. Animals that were not fit for an Ola, a Nekeva, so then you sell it Letzorach Shlamim, and you bring with the money an Ola. Since our Mishnah speaks about the differences between animals that are Zachar and Nekeva, the Gabi Karbanas should brought this in also, even though there is no Shaychus to our Mishnah. These three korbanos, Asham, Pesach, and Ola, can only come from a Zachar. Time of Reb Shimon, the Omer La Ola So Osa Temura, Shekein Matzino Nekeva Ksheira Ba'of La Ola. Because there is a certain kind of korban Ola that could bring from a Nekeva by an oath. The Kaimelon Tamus V'Zachrus Mevehema, the Ain Tamus V'Zachrus Ba'of Oska. The Halacha of Tamin, that it can't be a Balmum, only applies to an animal, but not to a bird. A bird could be a balmum. It just can't be mechusar aver. It can't be missing a limb. But as long as it's not missing a limb, an oaf is kosher lekarbon, even if it's a balmum. And the same thing goes, wherever you need a zachar, by an animal, by an oaf, the same carbon you could bring from the keva too. Therefore, if you're mafresh in a keva for an ola, even though it's an olish behema, and by olish behema there's no such thing as an akeva, but since there's a concept of ola, by an akeva, by oath, at least the Kedusha Saguf is chal enough that you can make a temura. Time of Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, what's the reason Rav Shimon ben Yehuda argues on this? In the name of Rav Shimon, he holds even an ola not. The Svarle de Bekula main osa temura, even an ola. Im min imino, hainu ba'ashim gufei, kin mufarishla. Right, like Marzin explained, if by an ashim, hachigashin, ashim ben shana, ashim ben beiz shanim, is Ashem Gzelos Meilos Shifra Harufa Dechsibu Ayel. An Ashem that has to be 2 years old is where it says Ayel, not Kevis. A Kevis is a 1 year old animal, and and an Ayel is when it's 2 years old. So wherever it says Ayel, you have to bring an Ashem from an Ayel, meaning 2 year old animal. Where it says Kevis, you have to bring it 1 year old. It's the same animal, except when it's 1 year old, it's called a Kevis. When it gets to be more mature, it's called an Ayel. Ashem ben Shana is an Ashem Nazir Mitzorah Dechsibu Kevis. Rav Shimon Omer. That's what he says. If we change the age of the thing by the Ashem itself, it's possible. Kol Shekain, and there's no Kedushas Haguf. Kol Shekain, what's it called? To say that because there's an Oles Ha'ov, there's Kedushas Haguf on an Oles Behemoth that's in a Keva, if it doesn't work when changing of age, sure doesn't work from changing from Korban to Korban.
Balmum, there's Kedusha.
What?
But Balmum, there is Kedushas Haguf.
A Balmum? Yeah, we'll see in a second why. There's a Pasuk. Okay. No, not where it was called. Where it was a balmum to begin with, there was no kedusha taguf. It's only kedusha stam. What? That doesn't mean kedusha taguf. That could be kedusha stam and talmud. Kedusha taguf was only totally tamura. Okay. Okay. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, Shneim Om Rabbi Davarecha. Now, according to this, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua said the same thing. Kamod Rabbi Yeshua Omer Nekeva La'ola Lo Kidsha Ela Hekdish Damin. Just like Rabbi Yeshua said that if you're Makdish Nekeva, so for an Ola, right, it's only Kaddish Kedushas Damin. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Omer Nekeva La'ola Lo Kidsha Ela Hekdish Damin. So to Rabbi Shimon over here said that if you're Makdish Nekeva La'ola, it only has Kedushas Damin and it doesn't make a Tamura. Where did Rabbi Yeshua say that what's it called? That it's only Kedushas Damim? Because Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah says, let's see, they're talking the same way. Shimon Omer Kol Asher Einon Kedoshim. Kol Iker Einon Kedoshim. The Zehu Minin Mino. The Shneim Zecharim. Rak Shechalukim Bisman. If you see by an Asham that they're both Zecharim, it's just a difference in age, right? And still, the Kedush is not Chal at all. Usvara Deinim Kedoshim. Kol Shkei Minim Sheino Mino. Right? And surely a case of min b'she'eno min, in other words, just because you could bring this as an olas ha'ov, therefore an olas behemah should get kedushas haguf, no such thing, because then you would say the same thing over here, since it could be a 1 year old carbon that would have kedushas haguf, so a 2 year old carbon also, we don't say that, so surely you don't say it from behemah to ov. From Shimon ben Yehuda mishum Rav Shimon Omerla. Okay, this is Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, the name of Rav Shimon. Where Rav Shimon says this, it wasn't Rav Shimon himself. This is the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, because Rav Shimon we had before said, right, that it is kedushas haguf. Rabbi Yeshua the Masnis and the Omer Nekevus Yimachru Tzorchei Zivchei Shlamim the Yavi B'demehem, right? Elo Lehekdish Damim. So Rabbi Yeshua has to hold that there is never chal kedushas haguf on a nekeva for an ola. Why? The Omer Nekevus Yimachru Tzorchei Shlamim. Because what does he say you do with this animal? You sell it for tzarchei shlamim, and then you bring from the money you generate an ola. Okay, the ihavi kadosh kedushas haguf. But if this animal would have had kedushas haguf, even though you were makdish it as an ola, basically, because you were meant that everything should go to the mizbeach, so it has but it's in a keva. So if it would have kedushas haguf, havi boy riyah atchis toyev, you couldn't just sell it the way it was and bring that animal as a shlamim. You'd have to let it be roe till it got a mum, then you'd be poda it, and then you'd bring a shlamim from the money, right? But you couldn't bring that animal as a shlamim, right? Because if it had kedushas haguf, right, and it was an ola, a nekeva, an ola which had kedushas haguf, you couldn't bring that now as a shlamim. You'd have to let it get a mum, then be poda it, then bring from the money a shlamim. The zel de omer in Tamar. Then so now the Gemara is holding in Rav Shimon, like Rav Shimon ben Yehuda in Rav Shimon. that even an Ola Nekeva doesn't get Kedusha Saguf. And then he said the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua, because if a Nekeva could get Kedusha Saguf, if your Makdish is an Ola, then our Mishnah would not be the Halacha of Rabbi Yeshua, would not be the Halacha. You couldn't sell that for Tzorech Shlomim. You have to let it get a Mum, then redeem it, then give that money to Tzorech Shlomim. The sover called midi lo chazi le legufe lo nachse le kedush saguf v'achim oki lo betemura de Rabbi Yeshua svar le kum shum ben Yehuda alib et Rabbi Shimon. But even an ola and a cave of the ola has no kedush saguf. Okay, let's go on. Omer Rebbe. Right, it's in Tamer, Tinshu Kedusha Saguf, Yiru. Because if it would have Kedusha Saguf, then Rabbi Yishmael should have said, Rabbi Yoshua should have said that first you have to let it get a Mum, and then you can sell it. But since it doesn't have any Kedusha Saguf, you can sell it right out. Okay. Omar Rebbe, Ani Roes Divri Reb Shimon V'Pesach. Right, I agree with Reb Shimon by Korban Pesach. Shaha Moser Pesach Bo Shlomim. Right? Therefore, since the Moser Pesach comes a Shlomim, so it's possible to have a Nekeva for a Shlomim. So even though the Korban Pesach itself could never be a Nekeva, but the Korban Pesach, when it's Moser Pesach, becomes a Shlomim. And that is Shaykh by Nekevas. So therefore, it's possible to what's it called, it should be that it should get Kedusha Saguf. And Rav Shimon says it doesn't. So therefore, the Taklin Chatin's Magia over here, Ein Ani Roes Div Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that by Korban Pesach, according to everybody, it doesn't get Kedusha Saguf. I don't agree with that. It should get Kedusha Saguf, even in a Keva for Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach can become a Shlomim. And when it's a Shlomim, Nekevas can be a Shlomim. So since it's possible to have a Shlomim, just Rav Shimon himself said, since it's possible for an Ola to be in a Keva by an Oath, so it's possible for a Korban Pesach to become a Shlomim, and then the Keva Shayach also by there. So why wouldn't Rav Shimon hold by Korban Pesach that it has Kedusha Saguf? So Moshe says, V'leima ein ani roa divrei Rav Shimon ba'asham. Why didn't he say that he doesn't agree with him by Asham also? Why? Shehamoser Asham bo Ola. Because if you have a leftover Asham, it becomes an Ola. And an Ola, by Ola Sa'ov, is an Akeva. So Memela should be also okay. So neither case that makes sense. If Reb Shimon holds that since you can bring an Ola Sa'ov from an Akeva, and Ola's Behema also has Kedush Taguf, you can bring a Shlomim from a Pesach. So it should also be at Kedush Saguf. And an Asham becomes an Ola. So, and that, we said, can be by an Oaf and a Keva. So that also should have Kedush Saguf. So why does Rav Shimon make a difference between Pesach, Asham, and Ola? Om Rav Ovin, im Hikdish Pesach, bo Shlomim. Gufo Koriv Shlomim. Im Hikdish Asham, bo Ola, ain Gufo Koriv Ola. No, there's a difference between Pesach and Asham. Why didn't he say, I don't agree with him by Asham, where he did say, I don't agree with him by Pesach? Because by Pesach, your Makdish according to Pesach, and it's left over, that animal itself is brought a Shlomim. So this animal could be a Shlomim. Menela and Sana Shlomim can be brought from the Keva. Therefore, that's Kedusha Saguf. But if you have a leftover Asham, right, the animal itself is not brought an Ola. You wait till it gets a Mum, and then you bring an Ola from the money. But you don't bring an Ola from this animal itself. So it's different than a Korban Pesach. Ein gufo koriv Ola. Mao kedona hinomar hektish domin. Hektish. Hinomar hektish gufo hektish. And the machlokas is whether, what's it called, hektish domin is considered also, or only hektish gufo would be considered the gabi this halacha. To the taglachaditin, and we'll stop here. Omar Rebbe, Ein ani roe, Ein ani roe shemoser pesach bo shlomim. Kolomer hoel the shaychi shlomim the pesach. Since it's shaych for a pesach to be a shlomim, and a shlomim can become from an akeva, it should get kedush saguf. No worse than since it's shaych an ola by an oath, so it gets kedush saguf even by behema. Ushlamim boim nekeva. The apagav the hachlo korv in nekeva. This one's never going to be brought in nekeva. It's a Moser's Pesach, right? Shlamim machra Pesach. Moshe kosa bitmura. Yudches Nishtair Lachra Pesach Tira Miu Shem Shlomim Allah Lamais, it's called a Shlomim. However, who Shlomim Nikeva Benachsla Kedusha Guf. This is a Shlomim, Nikevas have Shaykhas to Shlomim. So it should be no worse than an Ola which has Shaykhas to Nikeva by Ov. Why don't you say that he disagrees with him by Oshim too? Because if you have a leftover Oshim, it also becomes an Ola. Because Rav Shimon holds by Ola, you does have Kedusha Guf because of the Ov. So here the Oshim can become an Ola. And the Ola does have Kedusha Guf. So why doesn't the Oshim have Kedusha Guf? Rebon im Hikdish Pesach Gufei Koriv Shlomim. The Shem Shlomim Mots, Mamash Shlomim. Mashenkin Bo Oshim, the Ein Gufo Koriv Ola. The Oshim isn't brought as an Ola when it's left over. What you have to do is let it get a mum, sell it, and then you bring an Ola from the money. Ela Yirat Shistoi, the Dom of Yipulin the Dov, the Ketsam is Bea. Lachain Lochol Kedusha Guf Ole. Ma'pligi, what's the machlokas, right? Whether you should have said Oshim or not, right? Kolomer be'ezus svara pligi Rav Shimon v'Rebbe. The Omer ein ani roe the koyad the samichlei the masik the pasher lo shayach plukes and the Rebbe ella pesach, but not Oshim. Meforish plukesaya behedya. Hahein Omer hektish damim kodesh. Rav Shimon svara lei the lo nachsa kedushas haguf nishum the most robust shlomim. Right, Rav Shimon holds that still doesn't get Kedusha Guf, even though Moshe Rapesach is Shlomim, right? The Hahacha ain't Gufo Kariv Shlomim. You're not going to bring this animal as a Shlomim Mamish, Kedomer Bitmura. Nishtairach Rapesach, the other Korban Pesach left after Pesach, ain't a Krav of Shlomim. You don't bring it as Shlomim at Mamish. Hol Machmas Kedusha Psula cost it. It came from Kedusha Psula. The Idchu Mi Pesach, Idchu Nami Mi Shlomim. So what do you do? You sell it and you bring a shlomim from it. The imkain b'chay gavna ain gufe korev shlomim ve'eno kodesh al hektish damim. V'ahein sover and Rebbe holds no. Even though it's only kedushas damim, still lemaisa it goes for a shlomim. It has a name of a shlomim on it, and that's good enough to make an akeva good. Svar lehektish gufe kodesh mishum the shem shlomim alei ho lehavi shlomim nekeva. The ikedim afar shilon the high my kedon atanakam of Rav Shimon koi. This is explaining the machlokas Rav Shimon and the Tanakama, whether what's it called, all of them can get what's it called the kedusha saguf. Meforish b'ksayda Tanakama svarli hektish domin nami kodesh. So even though it's only kedushas domin, still what's it called? It has a din of tamura, linyan tamura. The hoyel ubo ale kedushas domin bo nami kedusha saguf linyan tamura. Once it has kedushas damim, it has enough kedushas haguf for Rabbi Tzmura. Rav Shimon svarle hekdish gufei kodesh dafka mitchila, but in an hekdish gufei linyan Tzmura below hekdish damim. And Rav Shimon holds no, you need kedushas haguf mamish in order to make a Tzmura. Kedushas damim itself doesn't help. Okay.